This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
They insulted the vice president. They insulted his national security advisor. And they also said they were going to nuclear war against us. They were going to defeat us in a nuclear war. We said, well, we're not going to have a summit under those circumstances. Well, Kim Jong-un got back on his hands and knees and begged for it, which is exactly the position you want to put him in.
How about that? Rudy Giuliani talking about the summit. Is it on in Singapore? Saying that Kim Jong-un, as you heard there, got on his knees and begged for it. Wow. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ellen Ratner is with us, the grand dame of talk media news. Hey, Ellen, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Giuliani, they actually put a YouTube video of him dancing in a Jerusalem restaurant after he spoke at this conference. He was obviously paid a lot of money to speak at this conference. He did a lot of television when he was in Israel. And, you know, he's just saying things, whatever he can say, to make himself a star and to make Trump a star.
Boy, that's true. He's like a lightning rod so far for the Trump team.
Absolutely, and he's enjoying this limelight.
I like the way you put that. All right, here's a big story that happened this afternoon. In fact, you sent me a blurb on it, and I was looking at this earlier in the day, too. But how about this judge ruling the federal anti-sanctuary city laws unconstitutional? That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal because it happened not in San Francisco, where you would expect the Ninth Circuit would back them up, but in Philadelphia, which I didn't realize was a sanctuary city, but apparently it is. And so now this is the second federal judge that has said that the turning over of people under the sanctuary law to ICE, to the Immigration and Naturalization Service, is basically unconstitutional. And it would be interesting. Of course, this will come before the Supreme Court as it wends its way through the federal court.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask you a curveball question about Trump and all these pardons. The president pardoning Alice Johnson after Kim Kardashian visited the White House. Are we going to see more of this?
Well, I think we are. I think there is a way of getting a pardon. You go through the Justice Department, you fill out a form, et cetera, and the Justice Department then recommends to the president who the president will be pardoning. But the president has decided to do things on his own, as this president does. And this Alice Marie Johnson, she's a 63-year-old great-grandmother. She had grandchildren while she was in prison. She was in prison for 22 years. It was a nonviolent drug offense. And she was sentenced really to, I think, 20 years to life. And she's out now. She actually did some interviews today as well.
Yeah, 70 kilos, apparently. That's what they got her with. It's a lot.
Well, they got her with a lot of drugs, that's for sure. There's no question about that.
Yes, no kidding. All right, a couple of other things and things that you were talking about earlier today. But how about this thing that President Trump might not be having a reception for this, but the Ambassador Haley actually had a statement about it on the LGBTI Pride Month, which is really a very, very big deal now, especially around the world. I mean, this is Pride Month, and at the UN, there certainly it's a big deal there and should be because of the violation of people's human rights.
Well, it is a very big issue, and the fact is that President Obama started to have events at the White House for people once a year, for gay folk and trans and bisexuals, et cetera. And then, of course, it stopped with President Trump. But now, Nikki Haley, now, we don't know whether she had Trump's blessing or not. A lot of people think that she wants to run for president, which clearly she probably does. But she put out a statement today saying that there shouldn't be discrimination, and that, you know, they support human rights for all kinds of people. Well, that really was quite astounding because she is a member of the Trump administration. She's also at the United Nations, and as you know, many members of the United Nations. For instance, Iran is a member of the United Nations, and they throw gay men out of, off buildings.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Interesting times, no doubt about that. So it's wild that she put the statement out. I wonder what the reaction was behind the scenes. And as you said, there, it was different in the Obama administration, certainly. In the meantime, speaking of the White House, Melania Trump made a lot of news because she made a public appearance. What do you make of that? She's just healthier?
Well, you know, I thought the press, and I'm a member of the press, as you well know, was a little off by saying that Melania Trump, you know, was going to leave him and maybe she wasn't at the White House and all that kind of stuff. I mean, she just had kidney surgery. So,
yeah.
Of course, she's not going to make many public. Anybody who's had any kind of abdominal surgery knows it's not an easy recovery, particularly if you're, you know, over 25. And so I'm not terribly surprised. I thought that she showed up today, and she showed up yesterday, and that's just fine. And I think the press was making too much of that. I really do.
I do, too. That's what I was thinking. I was watching. I went across the board and watched everybody, and I thought the same thing. All this it was like TMZ gone wild. I mean, it's like, wow, I can't believe it. The other thing that
I couldn't believe it.
No, that's okay. I agree with you. I couldn't believe it either. The other thing that's getting a lot of coverage, and I think this is good, but very, very sad, and I don't know if you ever met her. I met her briefly for 1 second, but Kate Spade's death, the suicide of a very successful fashion designer, and it's why it's making, I think, a broader reach is because of depression and mental illness and how it's still so in the closet.
Well, that's right. And according to her husband, she had been suffering from this for a long time. She was under treatment. He said he spoke to her the night before and she seemed fine. So the Kate Spade thing is making its way in a very big way. And I think you're absolutely right that it has to do with mental health issues in this country and why there's still so much in the closet.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, always fun to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So coming up on the show, we're going to talk about, as I say, America Tonight is the zig, the zag, and everything else in between that happens across the nation that, frankly, you're talking about, that you care about. So the rest of the hour, we're going to hit the mailbag, a ton of mail, plus take you inside the man cave, still the flap over the Eagles not going to the White House canceling just a day before the Eagles were supposed to show up. And then Bob Baffert, this trainer for Justify. Woohoo! We could have another Triple Crown winner. It's pretty exciting in the world of horse racing, and people who are just casual fans will pay attention to that. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about what else is happening across the nation that's troubling. And what is not as troubling, so kind of the high fives that are happening in and out of a lot of neighborhoods. One thing that's certainly happening is the desperate need to get cool. We know it every year. We get hot. But in May, they say that this was one of the warmest Mays on record. I love these records. May 2018. Was the hottest in 124 years of May records across the lower 48 states. 8 states broke warmth records and no state was colder than average. 2 states had their wettest Mays. It was a really crazy May, absolutely. Hang with us, everybody. I'll see you in a few minutes here on ATN.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
There and lift off. So use MS.
International Space Station. What's that like? You don't even have time to grow any plants, right? Just like Matt Damon did when he went to Mars. Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, it's actually pretty interesting what's happening on the International Space Station. It's crazy what's happening actually in space. In fact, when I look at the kind of how crowded it is to get a ride, and then I read more and more, because I'm a space head, about the idea of what's going to take place in the future. NASA is talking to several international companies about forming a consortium that would take over operation of the International Space Station and run it as a commercial space lab, right? And basically, they're saying they're in a position where people are out there that can do commercial management of the International Space Station, Elon Musk, and some other people. So they're talking to these big corporations, Elon Musk, that are interested in getting involved in that through a consortium. So what does that mean? It means if you got money, maybe you can have a piece of the of what's going on at the International Space Station. Maybe we'll see advertising pop up in space. Go, Daddy, ready for launch, and you'll start to hear that kind of stuff. Or maybe just some of the launches will include stickers that can stay on the side or decals on the side of what's launched. I think it's fascinating. I do. Because we're in a whole different era when it comes to space launches. It's just a whole different thing. And, you know, there are DIYers building their own space programs, you know, the whole SpaceX thing, Jeff Bezos with a rocket, you know, launching the dummy and watching the rocket launch. He was totally psyched. So this seems to be the new trend for the people with the big money to get involved in, of course, the ultimate frontier, right? And I can't wait to see where it goes, actually. I really can't. I'll tell you what, if they could deliver packages through the space station, that may help some of us out. You know UPS, the brown trucks that are always coming to my neighborhood, and yours probably too, they might have the largest labor stoppage in the U.S., the biggest that we've seen in decades. Check this out, more than 90% of the shipping company's union members said, in other words, they raised their hand in favor of going on strike if they don't reach a deal before August 1st. So you know what that means? Get your packages out now if you're doing the UPS thing. And seriously, this affects me. Why? Because I'm a book author. Why? Because finally my newest book, Deal Your Own Destiny, drops on July 9th. And it's Forbes, you know, my incredible friends at Forbes. It's in the final stages. It's going to be launch, birth, whatever you want to call it. And I can't wait for that to tell you more details. But it's done. It's just in the final production stages. So the timing there is kind of brutal because UPS would be the main deliverer. And so many people use UPS. So the issue, though, for the workers, and I can't blame them, is how they'll be compensated if UPS delivers 7 days a week. They don't deliver on Sundays. They started offering Saturdays about a year ago because of all the e-commerce shoppers. I mean, this is where your bread is buttered now. Jeff Bezos makes a killing on it at Amazon. So UPS is proposing kind of this two-tier wage structure that would switch part-time workers making $15 an hour to full-time status. Then existing employees would continue to get $36 an hour, or about $75,000 a year. And if you think, oh, $75,000, I can just drive the brown truck. You know what? It's tough driving the brown truck. They time you. There's this whole timing thing, and you got to be on top of it. My UPS guys, it's like they're sprinting to get to the front porch and dump the stuff on the front porch because they can't dilly-dally. There's no conversation. They're super nice, but there's not a lot of conversation. It's not the old days. Hey, you want some lemonade? How are you doing? Where are you going to school? No, there's no none of those kind of conversations. But in all seriousness, this will really hurt a lot of people who use UPS. They transport about 6% of our GDP. So, and the amount of employees, they've got 430,000 employees, 260 of them are union members. And here's the key number you want to know. So as I say, that brown truck is circling around my neighborhood constantly. UPS delivers 19 million shipments a day. 19 million. It's got the largest market share of the U.S. among the top three logistical providers. At 36%. Who are the logistical providers? This is a quiz. If I was Alexa, I would be giving you the quiz. The question of the day is, who are the other two logistical providers? Well, that would be the U.S. Postal Service and FedEx, which is 17%, and Postal Service 35%, and why they cost so much more usually than UPS, depending on what you're shipping. Now, this has happened before, but it's been a long time. They had a strike in 1997. 180,000 workers walked out for 16 days. So we could have a little bit of a work stoppage there. You might want to plan appropriately. How about that? Let's put it that way. In the meantime, in odds and ends of a sort, this is really sad, Guatemala. I can't even really look at the pictures anymore. People screaming, run, let's go, dramatic, horrible moments, because people were swallowed up in an ash cloud, and the people in the villages fled. You know the flow. Of course, 69 people at least dead that have been confirmed. They think it's more than that because they're digging through debris on this kind of smoldering area after the volcano in Guatemala exploded, and it just sent that whole ash and molten rock into the air. They call it the pyroclastic flows of boiling ash, rock, and water. That's what, there's a name for it. And that's 1,300 Fahrenheit. You answer Robin that. Boom. And they say it was just too hot to pull bodies out. They couldn't do it. So they were thickly coated with ash. They almost looked like, this is why it was just so brutal to look at the pictures. I'm not kidding you. They looked like statues, frozen in time, the bodies, because they were just covered. I mean, absolutely covered. They think the 69 might be low, that there's probably more than that. And just, I mean, disastrous for SAD, you know, for just that intense debris flow, of course. And you see the cars buried in it. You see the people buried in it. I mean, there's no electricity in some of the harder hit areas, like El Rodeo, etc. I mean, the surprise of the eruption took everyone by surprise. A lava flow rarely travels fast enough to engulf people, but this one did. See, notice I said rarely, because you can't ever say for sure. So Fuego, which is outside of Guatemala City, it was just, it was just too fast. It just flew down on the people, and there was no stopping it. And to look at pictures of it at the top, it's pretty interesting, but to look at the pictures of the people is just bloody sad. It's just that no warning, nothing. And Fuego, as it's called, this volcano, has been erupting since 2002, and it was pretty much continuously active in 2017. And people are missing. They're trying to, you know, figure out if they're alive, maybe, and they just haven't found them yet, or they're part of the people that are buried in the horrible rubble. And that's going to take a long time, I think, for them to dig through all of that. It was just so thick, the plume. It's just terrible, terrible stuff. No question about that. And we're seeing that at Kilauea on the Big Island in Hawaii, but nothing like Guatemala. Guatemala is just a completely different situation, because this one, poof, went off. And without any rhyme or reason, who just ever happened to be in its wake and no time to get out of the path, you were covered in it. I mean, absolutely covered in it. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag. Oh, yeah, lots of interesting combo coming up with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Both sides say denuclearization is a key agenda item as President Trump makes final preparations for a summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell believes that President Trump's criticism of allies at the G7 meeting in Canada reduces his negotiating power at Tuesday's summit with the North Korean dictator.
He could have gone off to Singapore with, you know, momentum. Instead, now I think he goes to Singapore weakened, and the best way for us to enforce what we're going to need to enforce and verify against North Korea is having allies in Great Britain and France and Canada. Now we go there weakened, and North Korea, I think, will look at us as not necessarily having the strength that we've had in prior negotiations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
Taking the mailbag.
Carriers deliver to home and person.
Oh yeah. We're headed to the mailbag, and this first one is from Chip. Hi, Kate Delaney on America Tonight. I listen to your show, whether it is live or I download it at another time. But I was listening to you talk about Kate Spade suicide, and I have to tell you I completely agree with you. Why do we continue to hide mental illness? I don't understand. Well, in her case, it was... that she did, yeah, she didn't want that exposure because, you know, her sister says she thought she didn't want to be publicized because she thought it would hurt the brand or whatever. But in this case, she was separated from her husband. She was struggling for a while with problems and she was getting treatment. So there was kind of this idea floating around that she wasn't getting treatment, but she was getting treatment. Boy, call a suicide hotline if there's something going on. Everybody can get depressed. But when it goes beyond that, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says on average there's 123 suicides a day. For every one person who commits suicide, there are 280 people who think about it. So, you know, I know two people. One guy I met who, I mean, now is retired, and he retired really early because he did so well in business. But what's so interesting is he was not doing well in business was going to kill himself, tried to kill himself, and then said, no, I can't do this, and turned his life around. He got some religion. He got some deep into some self-help books, got some psychiatry to help him, and poof, I mean, you never know that he was somebody who was sitting in a car and was going to kill himself that way and started to do it, but it's just sad, sad, sad. Okay, let's go on to another one. This one from Jessica. Kate, Trump, Kim Jong-un. Wow, it is unpredictable, right? It's not like the Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers. We have no idea what the outcome is going to be, unlike Golden State probably easily beating the Cavaliers for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. I like the little dig at all our friends from Cleveland, which, of course, now the Warriors won another game and they're up 3-0. But I don't think it is. I mean, I think it's just so not predictable because the president is unpredictable anyway, and they're trying to figure out this event. And less than a week before the prez is scheduled to sit down with Kim Jong-un, you really can't tell what to expect from the first meeting. I mean, Trump said just a day ago, we'll see what happens. It's important. It's an important couple of days. I mean, the stakes are pretty high. Is North Korea threatening to use nuclear weapons against the U.S. and the United States saying they'll destroy them if necessary? So, I don't know. Is this going to happen? Yes, no. I know that I think deep down Trump really wants it to happen, and Kim Jong-un would be smart to make it happen. But what is he willing to do is the key thing. Meaning, is he going to turn over nukes, crunch nukes, do whatever's going to happen? So we'll see. The White House confirmed that the opening Trump-Kim meeting is set for 9 a.m. Tuesday, Singapore time, 9 p.m. Eastern, Monday in the U.S. So the president is scheduled to arrive on Sunday night, which would leave Monday for events, and then Tuesday morning is open, more sessions perhaps. And remember, Trump said he would leave the meeting if he didn't have a satisfactory answer from Kim Jong-un on the nuclear capabilities and what was going to happen there. He was not going to stand for that. Mm-mm. All right, this one is from Brad, and Brad says, Kate, did you hear the story of the Kansas man who returned a lottery ticket to a customer who left it on a store counter, and he said he didn't care about giving up the prize money? What do you make of that? Well, that is one honest dude. I mean, that is Cal Patel. His parents owned the Pit Stop convenience store in Salina, Kansas, or Salina, and returned the ticket to the customer after tracking him down in his car. The winner, who's anonymous, bought three tickets at a store in nearby Lincoln, but went to the Pit Stop to check if they were winners. The clerk checked two tickets, and the winner accidentally left the third on the counter. Wow. Then the clerk ran the numbers. He could have just thrown it out. Ran the numbers, discovered it was $1 million winner. Oh, crazy, isn't it? Just knew the customer, knew who it was, did the whole thing, showed them. The people couldn't believe it. Here's what I think. I think, and who knows what they'll do, they should give him, I think they should give him like a, I don't know, finder's fee tip, just a goodwill gesture, something. Because that is, I mean, that is honesty on display big time. Because, well, one, he could have just thrown the ticket out anyway. You know, they left their ticket, not paid attention, been involved in everything else, and then, you know, just decided, you know, we'll just move. We'll just move on from this. They left. It's no biggie. Sweep it away. They probably looked at it. But no, I mean, that's pure brilliance, right? All right, how about this? This one is from Jake. Kate, we haven't talked in a long time. I'm listening to the show, rest assured, on TuneIn, tell your listeners to go to TuneIn. They can download any of your shows. You have a ton of people doing that. But I have a question for you. I know you like movies. Did you know that Val Kilmer is making a return appearance with Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick? I only know that because somebody showed me today that Kilmer is going to be, you know, he's the Iceman. That was 32 years ago. And they're going to film this. Top Gun Maverick is underway. They're filming it, apparently. And this is a sequel. But, I mean, this is a sequel 32 years later. So what in the world is going to, that sequel is going to be like? You know, I think they'll draw people in if it's halfway decent. Because Top Gun was a huge movie. I mean, just a huge, huge movie. So Tom Cruise in it, I feel the need to see that movie. The other swears it partially pushed him into the Navy. It wasn't all about that movie, but he swears it just made him think more about it. We'll have to ask him next time he's on the air. And it certainly was a very, very big movie. All right, how about this? This one is from Whip, who says, Kate, do you ever shop at Walmart? I know you like wine once in a while. If you go there, make sure you pick up some wine because they apparently have some really good selections. I was there and everybody was buzzing about it. And they sell the bottles pretty cheaply and it's a pretty high quality. Yeah, they sell like $11 a bottle or something like that. But it's wine that it would be, you know, $30 or $40 in some cases. So how about that? And I guess they're saying that Walmart, it might be trying to go up against Costco because premium brands, you know, what people are shopping for, and apparently wine is one of the things in discount, in a discount way. And so they've got a winemaker selection, and they're saying they're offering 10 distinctive labels of wine. Like it, definitely. Joe talks about this. He says, iOS, not feeling it. How about you? iOS 12. Are you kidding me? Aren't we done with all of this? You know what I hate when they tell you, you're not plugged in, you have an update, da da da, and then they screw up some app that I like that I just learned how to use. But the company, I guess, Apple, spent 15 minutes on these new reality updates and on updates to this Mac OS software update and an hour on this new version of the iOS 12, which is the mobile operating system upgrade for the iPhone and iPad that's coming out in the fall. So it has supposedly better privacy controls and tools to curb the cell phone addiction with parental controls. Wow. What is it? Beep and continue to beep when you touch it? Get off the cell phone now. Or like your voice is tape recorded and it flies out whenever your kids are using the phone too much. I don't know. I'm very curious about it. Let's put it that way. Remember we used to have like a flip phone? I'm a flip phone person. I mean, I remember flip phones. That would be my era, I guess. So you had a flip phone. You just flipped it open. You weren't really texting, but you were calling, and, you know, you had it with you all the time. Little did we know we were about to be revolutionized into a nation that looked down at their phones the entire day. Invade the man cave on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, on ATN.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Oh, yeah! All right, going to the man cave. We are indeed. And there's a big race, you might have heard of it, coming up this weekend at the Belmont in New York. It's a very long stroll to the winner's circle, for real. So your horse has to have massive speed. We got a horse named Justify that is so, so close to perhaps winning this thing, but it's got a post position on the inside rail, not the favorite spot of Bob Baffert, and I can't blame him. You get squished against the rail sometimes, no matter how good of a rider you are or horse. Justify has some serious speed, won the Preakness by half length. We'll have nine challengers in the Belmont. Can he be beaten in 1.5 miles? It is grueling, and it's been a wild spring for this horse that could win the Triple Crown. So the Belmont will be just the sixth race for Justify, which would make him, by the way, the first horse to win the Triple Crown without a race as a 2-year-old, which is crazy. And there's a good sign. I mean, he's got positive physical signs, been training at Churchill Downs. He'd shipped to New York on Wednesday. So there's plenty of reason to believe that this horse is really full of it and has the right stuff. In fact, the trainer is someone who's familiar with the Triple Crown because Bob Baffert won it in 2015 with American Pharoah. Here's what he had to say about Justify.
It's exciting. To me, this is my favorite part when he gets here and you guys get to see him. You know, you haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, and so you get to see your horse here. And he got off the van. He was just dragging me around there.
All right. So in other words, lots of energy, and Baffert wants everyone to know that this horse is really feeling good. Triple Crown contenders in the last 40 years have been pretty interesting, where they've come oh so close. And I know a lot about this, as I had a family member, John Service, who is my cousin, who had a horse called Smarty Jones. And Smarty Jones had a great chance to win the Belmont and win the Triple Crown, but Smarty Jones lost by a nose and was upset by a long shot, Birdstone. Oh, crushing to my family. Oh, so close. But anyway, this horse has the right stuff. Like I said, this horse could do it. There's no question about that. Right? No question about that. All right. In the meantime, the Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson and players responded to the White House controversy at their practice on Wednesday. They were having none of what the press was saying or anybody else in the press about what was going on in Philadelphia. In fact, here's what Chris Long had to say about the whole flap over the anthem, players not going to meet with the president, etc. Here was his take.
For me, not going to the White House had nothing to do with the anthem. I said I wouldn't go to the White House a long time ago, so I'm the wrong guy to ask on that one. But at the end of the day, wasn't ever personally going, so at the end of the day, made no difference to me.
All right, so he said he wasn't going anyway. Don't bug me. There was a lot of people on that team that said they weren't going, regardless it was an anthem thing or not. Malcolm Jenkins, who is the Eagles safety, is the guy who gets asked these questions a lot. At that media availability on Wednesday, we would let you hear what he said, but he didn't say anything. He just shut up. He didn't say one word. He had cards that he held up instead, highlighting the work of NFL players in the community and facts related to social justice type of matters. Every time a question about the cancellation of the White House visit was brought up. The motivation, he said, was he was tired of the narrative being about the anthem, he said. The issues are the issues, and the reasons that we're doing any of this is because we have these huge disparities in our criminal justice system. We have the issue of mass incarceration. We have the issue of police brutality. Our children and access to education and economic advancement is non-existent in communities of color. And these things are systematic. There are ways that we can change them. So that's what he said. So he felt like this is an opportunity, I suppose. The team was deliberating for weeks how to best approach the trip to make it an experience the players could agree on and share. One idea that was considered during the talks was having a group of players meet with the press to discuss the issues of importance to them. As an opportunity, I think it was floated around as an idea, Jenkins said, about the sit-down with President Trump. But there was a lot of back and forth, and they don't know what that was about. So they don't know what was being said behind the scenes, let's put it that way. It's not over yet, and we have 3 months until the season, and trust me, there'll be mega conversation about it. The Warriors beat the Cavaliers, only this time they weren't at Oracle in their home digs. No, they were on the road at Quicken Out of Here Loans in Cleveland, and Cleveland fell apart at the end. Kevin Durant had an incredible game. Everything he hoisted seems like a drop, 43 points. 110 to 102. So if my math is correct, Golden State has a 3-0 edge on Cleveland. This is going to be a short series. I can't imagine that it's not a short series, because somebody steps up for Golden State the second anyone else has a letdown or misses shots or, you know, whatever. For example, if you look at Kevin Durant, he played 43 minutes, had the 43 points. Steph Curry, on the other hand, was 3 of 16 from field goal range, 11 points. He played 39 points. And so it just goes to show you, on any given day. Speaking of that, so they've got a 3-0 edge, Steph Curry and the rest of the Warriors. The Golden Knights are hoping for a little luck. They're down in their series in the quest to get Lord Stanley 3-1. So now they're back in Vegas. That happens on Thursday night. The puck drops at 8 o'clock Eastern. And I don't know what, frankly, to really expect, except for, I'll tell you, Washington has been on a tear. Their lines are on fire. They're peppering Marc-Andre Fleury with shots on goal. And that's been a big, big difference maker for them. I mean, the speed, etc., and how they're just killing it. Just killing it in and out of the neutral zone. So the storybook season of the expansion team could come to an abrupt end with the Stanley Cup not being theirs. But imagine a Stanley Cup during a victory parade down the Las Vegas Strip. Oh my gosh, I can see it. Vegas, though, goes into Game 5, an underdog trailing. They're going to need to win 3 games in a row if they're going to win the Stanley Cup, and that's a tall task. Losing 3 to Alex Ovechkin. The Monday game was ugly, 6-2. And Vegas, in this tiny history it has never lost 4 games in a row. But when you're in the playoffs, you can't think that way. If you worked all year to get to the playoffs and you had a few losses that might have even been brutal, you bounce back stronger, because this is the name of the game. You're running out of real estate. And certainly they know it. The fans are going to be loud and crazy and everything else supporting them. And they need to do that back and just pump out their chests and play the game of their lives. Not easy, because I think the speed of the Capitals is what's been so crazy. The band has been ignited, which means we got to step away. Thanks to you and that other guy for listening to the show. By the way, if you go to invadethemancave.com, there's a sign up there, invadethemancave.com, and submit it. I will not spam you, but I will send you an autographed copy of one of my books, Level the Playing Field, or Invade the Man Cave. Thank you very much.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.